Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, Trish?
What's up, Tim?
What's up?
There we go. Okay, okay. That would be crazy. Okay. Hey, yo. You know what a dog is? Do you really know what a dog is? Dog is a everything from chasing the cats to pounce on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog for life, but keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a there, put my head. Do I handle my business? Yeah. I'ma run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, I gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lips, just open the vent. Let me go, I'll come back. I ain't got time to convince. Since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the streets. Keep the heat, gotta eat. I'll pass in a week, but stop there, I want it all at one time. So when it's my time, I got it.
You kill for me, you die for me.
Somebody said it's Tuesday. Yeah. Time for some Kells Corner. Heck, I don't know why, y'all. I was just feeling that song and putting the show together yesterday. It was two late greats, Aaliyah and DMX, back in one piece. And I just felt like it was fitting because we're all back in one piece, okay? On this Tuesday's edition of Kell's Corner, I got my co-host with the most, and y'all know how she posts. Hey, real quick, Trees, we must thank everyone who is following the rules and posting the picture with their Kell's Corner shirts. Hey, listen, my Betty, that shirt brought tears to my eyes seeing her modeling and looking all good, even though it was Raven's colors, baby, and she said, yeah, that about, but it was just, and then we didn't stop there. Our buddy 007, you know what I mean, our live and studio family member, posted himself in his burgundy and gold Kell's Corner shirt. I was like, man, boy. And we all know Kirby and Doc Walker, everyone. We just thank you all for, you know, doing that. That really gives us strength. That gives us energy to go on and keep, you know, representing like we are, you know what I mean? Lady T, you know what? I think Shannon Sharp leaving T because his head's starting to thin out. I think his head thinning, bro. No, let me stop. I'm sorry, y'all. I got Undisputed on YouTube at the same time that we're talking, and I just noticed the light hit Shannon's Sharp's scalp, and that don't beam in
my scalp.
I see why bro rap LeBron as hard as he did. He met him at a hair club meeting. How was your weekend?
He's not only a client, he's a player president.
He's the president. Hey, how was your weekend, sir? Let me stop.
It was amazing. Nice. It was really good, actually. It was good.
Okay. It was good. That's what's up. I had a amazing weekend myself. As you all know, I'm an electrician, you know, by trade, by skill. And Emmanuel, my son, and I had to go out and work on some electrical. We had a heavy up, and we had to change every outlet, Therese, in the house.
Mm.
Because, the people had paint on their outlets. Just to let you all know, if you have paint on your outlet, you want to get that changed because paint has lead in it. And over time with the pulling out of your cord, it'll cause a reaction with that lead. So if you have new outlets, never paint over them. If you have old outlets, you want to get somebody to change those outlets for you. But, Therese,
mm-hmm.
my boy, he did my heart.
Right.
So, girl, I told him, I said, yeah, I have to, I'm going to do the heavy up. I want you to go around and change the outlets. Not one time did he say, all these outlets, the whole house. Listen, homeboy took a box of brand new outlets, a box of brand new cover plates, screwdriver and the drill, and commenced
on,
to
man,
run
man.
Around the house, going around the whole house, tree, changing every outlet in the house. And I was just like, wow. I told him, I said, call me if you get stuck or you need some help somewhere. And homeboy took that thing and went with it. And the client, she was so, so pleased. Do you hear me? She was like, you know, just to see your son here and just adhering to your advice and your instructions, and he's not showing the attitude that we normally see with younger people. She was just like, it is so good. It is a breath of fresh air to see him, you know, actually engaged and working hard. So I was just like thinking about that thing, Therese, and I always draw back to my father and my uncle, to be exact, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I remember my uncle used to have us up 4 o'clock in the morning, Therese. Brick laying, cleaning bricks down there in North Carolina. But the beauty of it, the work day was over by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We had a pocket full of money. We could go to the local rec center, the swimming pool, and shoot pool, or whatever we wanted to do. But it just hit me, you know, it dawned on me. I'm passing this on. I'm going to the next generation, my son. And Therese, I'm trying to tell you, girl, listen, the cramps that I received in my hand from doing that heavy up, Therese, one time my you remember the show Mork and Mindy? You remember how they used to do the nanu, nanu, nanu side where his fingers were spread? Girl, my hand got stuck in that position for like 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, Emmanuel, yes. I was like, Emmanuel, come here. So he came. I said, dude, spread my fingers apart. He was like, what? I was like, I cannot unlock my fingers. I was like, I need your help. And so he, you know, proceeded to spread my fingers apart and laugh and said, Dad, you're old. And I'm saying, yeah, but see, what you're forgetting is this hand can still smack. Even with your fingers stuck, I can still smack you. You know what I mean? But it was a great, great father-son time. And, you know, so funny, Treat, when we finally finished, we were going to my niece, Shania, congratulations, Shania, when we were going to a family get-together celebrating her graduating. And I said, I got in the car, and I said, yeah, we're going to stop and get a card and put some money in the card. I'm going to stop and get me some Heineken Zeros. Reese, I'm going to get you some of those little miniature wine bottles or whatever that mess is. And I said, how much money you got? And Maddie said, oh, I didn't bring no money out. I didn't know you wanted me to bring money out. I said, oh, so what, you just going to live off of what I had? And he was like, well, I mean, you know, you didn't say nothing, Dad. If you would have said something to me, I would have brought some money. I said, no, you wouldn't. No, no, you don't. No, you don't. You make money. I said, boy, that's why you have a wallet. You make money. You put money in your wallet. You don't walk around broke. Now, I will say, because you have made such a good amount, you don't bring it all out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you always want to bring $20, maybe $40 out with you. You might see something you want, you know? And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have a problem with you turning around to me, asking me for some money after you done worked and got your own dough. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was a lesson I had to get over to the boy, but it was funny. I was like, wow. And Reese was like,
let me tell you, bro, it ain't going to never stop. It ain't going to never, ever stop, ever.
Don't tell me. Well,
them little lessons that you're giving out ain't going to never stop.
Yeah. You know, I agree, because Keela 28. And I swear I still, you know, drop little jewels every now and then with my cheeky boots. So, yeah, I understand. I understand exactly. But, hey, that's a part of being a parent. And that's a good part as far as I'm, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
When we get off the air, when we get off the air, I'm going to tell you the Magnum lesson that we went through.
Oh, Lord. I can't with him.
Good.
I cannot.
Hey, I want to know.
We went over my oldest daughter's house. And she had some, you know, I'm just going to always be mom. You know what I mean? Like, that's just who I am.
Yeah.
So she had some stuff in her house. And I was like, well, why don't you do this? And why don't you put it this way? And I'm going to buy you this, and you can put it over there, and I'm going to buy you this, and I'm going to have it all for you, and, you know. And she was looking at me like, Mom. And I'm like, I'll have it over here by the weekend. So you make sure you put it up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. I cannot help it. She's a girl, first of all, and then she got my granddaughter and my grandson. And, you know, I mean, the baby father, you know, he's present as well. But I just... I don't know.
What they got to do with you as grandma? They ain't got nothing to do with you as grandma.
Like,
you know what I'm talking about?
You ain't lying. My kids rotten. All of them.
Well, I've heard that the beauty of a spoiled African American child is that there's not enough of them. There is not enough of them. So, hey, look here. I don't mind, don't care. I'm going to spoil and be there as long as the good Lord put a breath in my body to give and be there. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I can care less what anybody say. You know, some people put sugar on their grits and others use butter. I'm a butter man. Anyway.
I'm a butter man.
Or today,
I mean, girl.
You're a butter woman.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what's up. On today's Kale's Corner episode, y'all, we will discuss the MLB division leaders, which teams are starting to set themselves out front. We're going to discuss this weekend's NBA action, game one and two, all of the action and excitement, and what stood out to you. What's something that stuck with you about this game one or game two, whichever one. I have a memory from both of them, okay? But I want to hear what you guys think. The WNBA, y'all, we're going to, you know what, Treece, I thought about this when I saw your post on Kale's Corner that showed how much the mascot for the, it's Denver,
mm-hmm.
right? He's Denver, yes. When that,
yeah.
that dude makes like $625,000 a year just to put I put that uniform on and act a fool. And it made me
mm-hmm.
think about the WNBA and how, you know, teams are saying we can't afford this and we can't afford that. And I feel, guys, y'all know I feel in my heart Kale's Corner makes a difference at times. I feel that in my heart, seriously. So we're
mm-hmm.
going to start. We're going to start discussing and making sure that the NBA is a part of our conversations. Is a part of the conversation. We are not going to leave these ladies out until their just dues are given to them. Okay, so we're going to talk the WNBA team standings and their rankings. Okay, NFL mandatory mini camps kicking off this week. We're going to talk about who's skipping, who's attending, and where does that leave your team? The person that they're saying is not going to be at my mandatory mini camp, I'm really not concerned with, because this person is someone who hasn't been there really,
mm-hmm.
I'll say the past two seasons almost, you know? So, hey, whatever, do what you do. And I want to hear about you guys' teams. I want to know what you guys think is going on with your squad as well, okay? All right, now, you can join Lady T and our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. Each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Y'all know what I'm about to say. Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our only real. Know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. That one ain't sound right to me, Tree. You know what I'm talking about? There you go. There you go. Know what I'm talking about? That, I pronounce talking and about like I had my pinky out asking for
cooking.
The gray poupon. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Let me get back to the corner. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Go.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll discuss MLB division leaders. 563-999-3782. Call somebody. Let them know we on that corner. Call in. All right, here we go. I know you was over there dancing. I can see you.
Yeah.
Y'all, Treece put her boogie shoes on. All right, y'all.
Yeah.
The American League standards. We're going to do the American League first. In the AL East, Tampa Bay Rays with 43 wins and 19 losses, and they have Baltimore and the Yankees on their heels. Baltimore with 37 wins, 22 losses. The Yankees with 36 wins, 25 losses. That's your AL East top three. Now, your AL Central, we have Minnesota with 31 wins, 29 losses. The AL West, we have Texas with 39 wins, 20 losses. The NL, National League Division, NL East, we have Atlanta Braves on top, 35 wins, 24 losses. Y'all, the Washington Nationals, 25 wins, 34 losses. But that's not bad. It's not too bad, you know. The NL Central, Pittsburgh Pirates are on top, 32 wins, 27 losses. The AL West, we have Arizona with 35 wins and 25 losses. We have the Dodgers at number two in the division at 35-25. And we have San Francisco at 29-30. San Diego and Colorado are bringing up the rear. San Diego with 28 wins, 32 losses. Colorado, 26 wins, 35 losses. But, hey, Therese, our teams really aren't in bad position, being as though it's still – we're really not in dire positions here. You know, you guys are number three in the NL West. You know, and only six games behind. Really, they have you at 5.5 games behind.
Yeah.
And my Nationals, boy, we are 10 games behind. But we all
that's
know.
That's still not bad, though.
Yeah, that's still not bad. We know how it goes in the MLB. And let's see, for my Yankees fans, you're 6.5 games behind. Baltimore fans, you guys are 4.5 games behind Tampa Bay. So, hey, listen, it's still looking to me like anybody's MLB season, seriously. There are a few teams, you know, that we are pretty much putting a stick in, like Kansas City, who's only have 18 wins, Oakland with only 12 wins, and that everybody else is 25 or better. So, you know, there's only a few teams for real that we can look at and say, oh, they won't even be in the playoffs this year. But for the most part, the races are wide open. And everybody still has a chance right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That's true. That is true. And I can't even believe the A's are that bad. They weren't even this bad last year. But they're bad. They're really bad.
Well, the difference a year makes.
You ain't lying. Because last year, the Diamondbacks was the A's. And now look at them. Mm. They in second place in our division.
Right. And, looking at your division, that NL West, it's are you really confident in Arizona? I have more confidence in the Dodgers than I do Arizona. Seriously.
That's true. The Dodgers scare me because they always do really, really good in the beginning and then the bottom just fall out.
Mm-hmm.
The Diamondbacks always you know, they come on, like they slow and then they come on strong. But they've been strong this mm-hmm. whole time. At first they was leading the division. So they've been strong this mm-hmm. whole time. I don't know. This is kind of new. I don't know about them. They I don't know. I'm watching them back. I'm watching them. Yeah, this a new way for them.
Right, exactly. Because normally they are the ones that are in the basement. So,
yeah.
But again, like we said, all-star break, y'all, you know, it's anybody's season. You just have to have a certain amount of wins by the time that break comes along. Let's go to the phones, sis. Let's go to the phones. Brother Lou, you're first on tonight. Welcome to the corner, bruh.
Hey, Lou.
Thanks. Evening. All right, tell me what's wrong with this picture. What is wrong with the AL Central? I mean, only one team is above 500, and the rest are all just downhill. What is wrong with this division? You can't even say they're even a competitive division. You know, it's a laughing joke. Four of the five teams are below 500. How can it? You know, the problem is, you know, when they went to three divisions, that's when they get all messed up. You know, you get this one division that's like weak and doesn't even belong in the league. You know, when you start getting these AL Centrals and NL Centrals, it really messes things up. You know, I think I barely owe it with East and West because this three division, someone's going to be the laughing stock in baseball in their conference.
Division.
And it just makes the game, you know, weak.
I get what you're saying, Lou. I totally understand what you're saying, but I like the fact that they broke it down this way. I like the fact that everybody has a division, and they're more concerned with their division and winning their division right, you know, at this moment, and then once everything spreads abroad and it becomes playoff time and things of that nature, that's when you worry about the other teams and the other divisions. So I kind of, you know, just my take on it. You know, I kind of like.
Yeah, but remember, we don't want to basically come, you know, shall we say, watered down, you know, with a division that's like pathetic. You know, that kind of takes away, you know, what the game was supposed to be. You know, before the late 90s, early 2000s, we didn't have this stuff. But no, somebody crying, complaining, oh, why didn't we get in? Why didn't we do this? You know, because you didn't deserve it. But all of a sudden, somebody get in a third division, and you get this division with weak teams and thinking it can make them competitive, when in reality, it doesn't.
Well, look, if those weak teams weren't broken off and the teams, you know, designated to each different division, those weak teams would either be on the East or the West. So they would still be there, you know.
Right.
They would still be a part of baseball. I think breaking them off and branching off like they have, I think that gives each team more determination because which would you rather go against? You know, three teams in your division, or let's see, you got one, two, three, five in the AL East, five in the AL Central, and five in the AL West. That's 15 teams.
Yeah.
That's 15 teams. So I see why they broke it down this way, and I see it as a good thing for baseball. Now, some of these rules that they're coming up with, I feel wholeheartedly that they're going to hurt baseball before it's all over with. But, you know, and they'll turn around and change the rules and you know, because I saw this weekend watching my Nationals, you know, these umpires are doing a body cavity search on these pitchers when they come off the mound. And I'm like, is that really necessary? Is that really necessary? So, I mean, I get what you're saying, Lou, But I think teams are more motivated when it's less teams that they're going against. You know what I'm saying?
Unless the Oakland A's, because their season ended the day after spring training ended, so we can forget them. Well, that's pathetic.
Yeah, they are.
They don't care anymore. And, you know, all this talk about moving to Vegas, they can't even get the city to agree on this. You know, there's a stall now with the relocation process of moving to Vegas, so they might be stuck in Oakland. Oh, boy. 12-3. I mean, the Mets have the worst record all time for the worst season, and that has stood now for 61 years. That might be in jeopardy this season because I don't think the A's are even going to win even 40 to even win 40 games this year. Oh wow.
162. So you're saying they're going to lose 123 games.
It's very possible.
Wow.
It's very possible.
Come on in here, 57. How do you feel about this? What do you think?
What's up, Uncle Barry?
Hey, everybody. What's happening?
Hey.
To speak on what Lou was talking about, I understand why they did it because back before they broke off into three divisions, you had the AL West, AL East. And who won those two divisions played for the pennant, and that was it. Then they went to the World Series. So they broke off in three so they could have more playoff games, which meant more money. And then you could have more playoff games and more teams fighting to get to that pinnacle. As far as the Oakland A's are concerned, I didn't expect them to have a good year this year because they're moving. And they didn't spend any money to bring anybody new in or to bring anybody up. They're saving that money for when they get to Vegas. You know, so they might lose 123 games. You never know.
Uh-uh.
You know, it seems like, though, and I understand why you say sis. Because it seems like you could stumble on 60, maybe 50 games, you know, just by coincidence, you know. But the way they're playing right now, it's like you can see it in it on the day, like they don't even care almost, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready for the yard sale. The managers, too. Because most likely when they move, it's going to be a wholesale of people leaving. Managers, players, Yeah, so you're going to have people that, unless you really, really, you know, a strong person within the team and on the management staff, most likely you're going to be gone next year.
That's what's happening with my Nets team, right? That we see exactly what 57 is describing, because that happened with my Nets team. Everybody like, no, don't get rid of this guy or don't get rid of that guy. And we had a sign up there in front of the Nets stadium, yard sale, come and get what you want for real. So, you know, teams just do that. Teams do that. And it's not a knock on the organization. They just have to get themselves established. I believe the learners they accomplished what they wanted by making the Nets a champion, and then they just, you know, they've I don't want to say they've lost their luster, but they're just ready to move on. They're ready to move on.
The investment they put in the team, they got it back. They brought Washington. They brought baseball back to Washington. They won a World Series. They made some money, and they were never really big baseball. They were baseball fans, but they didn't really want to be owners. They wanted to bring the team back. You know, right, and after right. that, like you said, Kale, you know, they got what they put in. They got a World Series out of the deal. So y'all in the process of rebuilding, y'all going to be a lot better next year. A lot better, if not by the end of this year.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. I agree, 57. I definitely agree with that.
Like I said, I was watching them this weekend, and those young players, those guys are really trying. It's like with all of these young guys, the whole team together, collectively, is trying to make a name for themselves. And you got guys who are willing to go that extra mile. Trey Turner, I love Trey Turner. I love Trey Turner as a Washington National. But we got a younger guy who's a younger form of Trey Turner. And there were a couple of plays that, you know, Trey, as fast as he was, looked like he wasn't putting all his effort into it, you know. So that's a good thing to me. Juan Soto, young guy as well. But, hey, we weren't prepared to pay Juan Soto. Like 57 said, the learners had gotten their investment and then some. So they weren't looking to put more money into the organization. So, you know. All right, let's go
Trey
to our
Turner
buddy
was a,
Double
Trey O. Turner was a good, go ahead.
No, you said
Trey Turner was a good pickup for Philly, but Philly not doing that well either, even with him.
No.
They not doing that well either. So, that might
well,
have
not right good. Now.
We're
yeah,
good.
Not right now. That's what I'm saying.
We're good.
They don't look good at all. They right over top of y'all. Hey, they don't. They probably like 28.
Yeah.
Win.
Good, Bammers.
Exactly.
Come on, 007. Come on, 007. What's happening?
007.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. I know what it is. It's Kale's Corner family right here. Amping it up on a Tuesday. Hey, but nah, right? I'm with y'all on the baseball thing. I feel as though with the Nationals, their left-hand pitcher away of being a, you know, good team. They go to the bench. They got a lot of right-handers in the bullpen. And yeah, then we need a left-hander pitcher. That's what I'm saying, sir.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Stick with your Yankees.
You
were
so
mad.
You were so specific, man.
I'm trying to give y'all some, you know, some gems right quick so we can make some adjustments.
There you go.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Okay. We need left-handers in the bullpen if we want to, you know, climb up on the, you know, on the standards, because these right-handers right now, they found us. Fanican can't do it by himself. I don't know about Cole Elvis Jr. too much. It's this guy, they just sent them down to the minors. I just hope he don't come back. I hope he's sitting right next to Rosenthal. If y'all remember Rosenthal, he kept on blowing games and stuff. But, the Nationals, went back 2019. That's why we won the World Series, because we got rid of him. I think David Martinez. I think David Martinez gonna make major adjustments.
Okay.
What is Strasburg doing? I ain't heard nothing about
that's
Strasburg.
That's another thing. They shut him down. They had shut him down from all activities because, you know, he still had this the pitcher arm still messed up. Pitch nerve. They say a pitch nerve is something in his arm. It still ain't really healed up. I think it's time for him to retire. I think he's going to retire.
Me too.
What?
He done gave y'all his best, Kale.
He stay hurt all the time.
He done gave y'all his best, Kale. The type of pitcher
man.
That he is. When he go out there, he ain't throwing all strikes all the time. He got to overpower you. And that's the type of pitcher he is. His body can't take that for so many years.
You know what? I stand corrected on that because Cap and I had a conversation and Cap was demonstrating the motion of the pitching arm as a pitcher is throwing that baseball. And it is a violent, unorthodox skill set that the pitcher goes through. And you know, when he broke it down, he step-by-step slow-moed it for me to see. And I said, wow, I've never known a pitcher had to do all of that. And 57 and Tree, for the record, the dude that I was talking about last week, the young African-American pitcher, Dontrell, what was it? Dontrell, was it Willis Williams or something?
Dontrell
like
Willis.
Dontrell Willis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dontrell Willis, because he was like a crazy, wild, the way he would pitch from the mound, it almost looked like he was headed to the batter's box, you know, on several attempts. So when I saw this motion, yeah, Detroit, that's who it was, Detroit Tigers, that's who it was. But when I saw, you know, Cap actually go through those motions, I can see where the arm is at risk on every pitch, on every single pitch. And it made sense to me how guys can come out and maybe throw for three innings, and then the manager or the pitcher's coach will come out and snatch them out of the game. And I'm like, he's still throwing. He still got his stuff. What are you doing? But it's seeing the actual motion for a professional. Now, I'm not a professional pitch count guy, watcher or whatever, but I can understand now what they're seeing that they don't like, and they're like, okay, bring them out of the game. So maybe you guys are right. Maybe it is time for Strasburg to go ahead and sit down, man. As much as I love him, maybe it's just that time. Maybe it's just that time.
Yeah. And thank you for the world service, sir.
He's 34 years old. He's 34.
Yeah. We got to remember, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
You know, we watched him all the way through from college, all the way through the minor leagues, all the way to the national, to the World Series. That's a long time for a pitcher to pitch, especially a pitcher that pitches the way he does. You know, he's an overpowering pitcher, not a finesse guy. He coming at you straight up.
Yeah.
P. Corbin ain't even helping us. He ain't doing squat.
Well, Patrick Corbin, seriously, I mean, I've never really been a Corbin fan, just because, you know, even as pitchers go for the Nationals, he was always last on my list. I mean, the very last on my list. So, you know, Corbin is doing exactly what I expect him to do. Seriously. All right, let's bring Brother Tang in. What's up, Tang?
Tang.
Tills Corner family. How y'all doing today? Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? 780T007 57. How y'all doing?
Hey. How
you doing? You know what?
Ain't nothing. I hear
you. You know we talking baseball, right?
Yeah, I know. And I was just going
to say, there you go, yeah.
Hey, 57. You got it. I know a little something, though. Big bro.
I love you, bro. You know I'm messing with you. You know I'm messing with you, bro.
I agree with 007 said before he had said it. When I was listening, I was like, shoot, it's time for him to go ahead and retire anyway, because, you know, keep having them problems. And he like you said, he did what
he got
supposed to do.
Right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's time for him to go ahead and retire. Ain't no reason for him to keep making all the money. He got enough of it.
Yeah.
Take Pico with you.
Oh, man. So I know that's right, 007. Out the American
007.
League once again. Out the American League once again. Texas is leading the AL West, Minnesota, the AL Central, Tampa Bay, the AL East, Atlanta, the NL East, Pittsburgh, the NL Central, and Arizona, the NL West. Out of all of those teams, guys, who do you all think will be around when things – who is that with that back – somebody got some background noise. Sound like a car, you in a car. All right. Out of all of those teams, that's Arizona, Pittsburgh, Atlanta in the National League, Texas, Minnesota, and Tampa Bay in the American League. Which one of these teams do you really, really see having difficulties maintaining that division lead?
4 out of 5,000.
Minnesota.
Yeah. And Arizona. Arizona's not leading.
Tampa Bay for me.
But the Arizona not leading. The Dodgers are.
No, on my MLB baseball standards, they have the same record, 35-25, with a .583%. But they have, where did they do?
Look at the loss of 10. The Dodgers got 4
yeah, I'm
and
looking
6,
at that.
And the Diamondback got 6-4. That's why the Dodgers in the league.
Okay.
But Sis
right,
said
all
something
well,
earlier
yeah.
that I agree with. The Dodgers fall off when it gets down to the end of the, like you say, they saw the boat. They see the boat and they give up. Arizona,
yep.
when they get put in this position, they start to play stronger on the second half of the season. Arizona mm-hmm. might surprise us, but I'm not
well,
going to go with them, but they could surprise us.
Yeah.
Even with the pitching staff that the Dodgers have assembled, you guys don't have faith in them come the second half of the season?
No.
I mean, the Dodgers always win it in the second half, though.
They always have a good pitching staff.
They have... Hey, 57, you know better. You know the Dodgers always going to win that division. Ain't nobody touching the Dodgers in that division.
They can
Wait
win
a
the division.
Minute,
nobody.
Sir.
007.
I mean,
they can win the division
in
007.
They always winning like 100 games. 102, 105 games.
But look
games.
What happens after they win the division, 007.
Yeah.
Look what happens after
they
win
the division,
007.
Thank you.
They don't go nowhere after that.
I'm not even going to get in this argument. I'm not even going to get in this argument. I'm going to let 57.
That's my point. That's my point.
All I'm saying to you is this, is that the Dodgers had one of the best seasons that you could have last year of any team in baseball ever. But look what happened to them when they got in the playoffs. They got beat.
That's what I'm saying, the regular season. I ain't talking about the playoffs. See, he's saying in the regular season, who's going to take the crown in the regular season? And the Dodgers going to take the crown in the regular season.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You, yeah. I ain't saying the Giants either. You almost got
me. Hey, you better crown the pancakes, sir.
Y'all
know she waiting. She
yeah,
was
you almost
waiting.
Got me.
She was waiting for you to come with that one, 57.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah. I can see what you guys are saying. But it just seems like every time the Dodgers lose, they add one more piece. They add another piece. They add another piece. with what they already had, They had like one of the top pitching groups in baseball last year, and it just seems to me like and I'm with you guys. I don't know what happens to them come November. Maybe it just gets too cold for them or something, you know. But it's like
I think that's what it is.
I think it'd be me the lineup. Like, they switch the lineup, try to get fancy with it and move people around instead of just keeping it simple like it was throughout the regular season. They try to get fancy with it and switch the lineup up and, you know, move batters around and all that kind of craziness. And you don't never
last year.
Do that. Just keep it simple. They always changing it up around that time.
Yeah.
Last year, they told them that the starters was only going to pitch a certain every how many innings every pitcher was going to pitch.
Exactly.
He put that out there. And, you know, I mean, how can you do something like that?
People
you know, okay, well, they're only going to pitch four innings.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, can I go in the AL East right quick? In the AL East, the Yankees gonna come back and capture the AL East. You welcome 57. You welcome Lou.
Listen, but let me tell y'all something. 007, you are the second person that said that Kale was the first one. Kale was the first one. So 57, you got to deal with two people saying that about your team. So
I know, sis. I know.
Be grateful. Just be grateful.
I ain't gonna.
So we
got work to do. That's all I'm gonna do.
You have to pray now.
Yeah, I know.
You
have
to pray.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm be throwing stuff over my shoulder and everything.
Too much to pray. Hey, but no. In all honesty, the Yankees are playing good ball, 57, and you said you stated this yourself. You stated this yourself. They're playing a version of small ball that I have not seen the Yankees play in a while. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling y'all, when that second half of the season come around and it's too cold for all those home runs, I mean, certain people are going to hit home runs anyway. But everybody won't be hitting home runs. And that small ball becomes important. That small, moving them bases, man.
Yeah.
Moving them bases. Getting guys in and out without outs. And wearing the pitchers out. Because pitching in that cold weather is different as well as throwing in the spring and in the summer. So, if they can.
The thing I like about the deal.
But y'all know
the position that we're in. Being in third place is a better position to be right now than being in first place, like we were last year, just running away with the division. I like having to look up and knowing that we got to fight for something, because to me that gives us a better advantage than sitting back looking to see who's going to come get us. Let's go get somebody. I like it better that way.
A team is better that is already fighting than the team that's preparing to fight. Always a thing.
Yeah.
What my Betty say, Trees? I'm sorry. What my Betty
say? My Betty said, was I too late to hear all the bragging, on the O's like y'all doing with them other little teams?
No.
Well, you're not on too late. We ain't talk about them.
No, I did. I announced Baltimore 37-22. They are second in the AL East behind Tampa Bay. I gave Baltimore their props.
Oh,
4.5.
Baltimore normally take vacation right after the All-Star break. You know, they normally go to Brazil or someplace. So never know.
I'm gonna see what you
Cal Ripken ain't coming through that door. Cal Ripken is not coming through that
door. Here we go.
Oh my God.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. Great conversation. We're going to take a quick break, man, and let everybody catch their breath. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Listen, y'all got me messing. We'll be right back. Be quiet.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You got to chill, 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 chill.
Your mind, let your conscience be free and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bend. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell. Things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check one, two, I run down the line.
To the average. Hey, you got the chill.
You got the chill.
Hey, listen, that song was dedicated to all of the NBA analysts and pundits who are saying Denver is going to walk smooth away with this NBA Finals. They forgot that the Heat is a team that brings the heat, for real. And that game, too, listen, remember I said I wanted you guys to tell me what stood out, what you remember. In game one, they allowed Joker and Murray to do their thing. And let's be honest, y'all. Gordon surprised everybody with the offensive output that he had in game one. That was surprising to me because I've never seen Gordon utilize that much in the Denver's offense. So kudos to him. But in that game two, Joker had 41 points, y'all. He had 41, and then he still found a way. Because guess what? They put Kevin Love in the game. A guy that doesn't just play the game physically, he plays the game mentally. And we saw Kevin Love make certain little, they don't go in the stats, but they go on film. And if you all were paying attention to Kevin Love and the things that he was doing, I mean, getting in passing lanes, disrupting offensive shooters, and rebounding. I mean, he did all of the little things. He and Kyle Lowry together did all of the little things because we really haven't seen playoff Jimmy yet. We really haven't seen playoff Jimmy Butler yet. Jimmy Butler's been averaging 20, 21 points a game. We're used to him getting 35, 40, you know, and numbers of that caliber. But, hey, listen, I give all props to this Heat team for making this a series. Lady T.
I give credit to the whole Heat team as one, because first and foremost, I want to give a shout-out to Eric Spoelstra for making all of the necessary adjustments that he needed to make for the team to win, because he could have just came out with the same game plan and try to make it work doing the same exact thing, which would have been insanity. But I do want to give a shout-out to the coaching staff for making all of the adjustments that they made. And playoff Jimmy Butler, like y'all saying, he keeps saying it's no playoff Jimmy Butler, but we all know there is a playoff Jimmy Butler, right?
Yes,
and he has not
showed
up yet, but he will be here, I think, in the next game.
It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I think he's going to show up because that's just who he is. You know, that's who his personality is. He got to play. That's the game that he plays. You know, he try to play to his strength. So playoff Jimmy Butler will be in the building. So look out for that, you guys. And look out for Eric Spoelstra with another game plan.
Well, I think we're seeing this. I think we're seeing the Jimmy Butler the last night. I mean, not last night, but the last game. I think we saw the Jimmy Butler that they needed, that the Miami Heat needed for that game. I still think he's playoff Jimmy. But what something what you said, sis, with what Spoelstra did was, he did. Joker did score 41 points, but he only had three assists. And so what he did was he made out of Bayou play him head up, attack him when he had to, and they played everybody else head up, and they made Joker have to work for his points. When he's doing that, he can't pick you apart by finding every open man and everything. I think it was brilliant the way Spoelstra came out with it. Now, if they can do it the next game or what they're going to do the next game, I don't know. But the way it looked Tuesday night, I'm still saying Miami going to win this series. I'm not going to change my mind. I really think they're going to win it.
To piggyback off of what 57 and everybody was talking about, not only is Jimmy playing Jimmy Butler's playoff basketball, the reason why he didn't score that many points is because the defense that he clamped down on Murray. If you paid attention, that's who he was checking the whole time. That's why Murray didn't have no game the way he was supposed to have. Now, Denver has to adjust to that because they come in with the same game plan. There might be some little things he might tweak, but best believe tomorrow night Jimmy's going to be on Murray again, and they're going to have to do something different because, he clamped him down, man. He clamped him down.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Yes,
he did.
Come on, double O.
Yeah, what stood out to me is Strauss in game one, you know, they coming from Boston to come down to Denver, you know what I'm saying? You had to travel 1,000 miles, so probably that's why they probably lost game one because they was already drained traveling. But Strauss was shooting 0-for-9 from the three-point line in game one. Game two, he came back and made the necessary threes, you know, to keep the Heat in the game. And I'm impressed with Gabe Vincent, too, with his game. You know, he's been lights out, you know, helping out and everything like that. And what's his name? Martin. Great.
Caleb.
Yeah.
Caleb.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, too. And the defense, like y'all said, it's outstanding. Like, they make the necessary, you know, steals and create the necessary turnovers to keep them in the game. I have been winning this series also.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Remember how many. Go ahead, Kim.
No, go ahead. You can't remember.
Go ahead, Kim. I can't remember ever seeing another team, like the Miami Heat, with all these undrafted players that's making a difference. Like, I mean, if y'all know of one, y'all can bring it back to my attention. But they have at least four or five players on their team that start that has went undrafted in this NBA. So I'm thinking whoever is over there doing the drafting for them, that was amazing. Because these guys are playing out of control. Yeah, they playing out of control.
And out of all the teams that Denver has played, everybody was, the Lakers, Rui Hachimura, and, you know, and Denver came out the next game and showed Rui Hachimura has nothing on Joker. But that Heat team in game two, that Heat team not only handed Denver their first playoff loss at home, they looked befuddled. Denver looked like they were in a disarray. It's like everything that they tried just was not working. And the Heat, like Tree said, when that Heat team clamps down on you, man, they bring a different type of intensity to the defensive game that we haven't seen in a while. We haven't seen this in a while. Let's take another call. Come on in here, Bug. What's happening, Cuzzo?
What's up,
Bug? Carly, what's happening, family?
I sent a shout out to Shania. That's Bug's daughter, y'all. They graduated. Shania.
Congratulations.
Happy congratulations.
Yeah.
Boy, thank y'all. I thought of the same thing.
What did you say? You thought it was the same thing.
I thought it the same thing. Congratulations, baby. When you go to college.
No, that's right. Gotta pay your bills now.
Dang, you gonna let her come home for at least a couple of weeks, ain't you, bruh?
When they get spring, now, you know, when they come out for spring break, she gonna want to go hang out with her friends. She ain't gonna be thinking about home.
Okay.
What you talking about?
She's gonna be a
yeah, you're right about that. Well, she might as well go to school, huh?
Yeah. Now, I said, I'm gonna come up there and see y'all basketball games and football games. You ain't gonna know I'm sitting in them stands. I'm just gonna be. There she go. All right. She's doing all right. She's doing all right.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Hey, Bug, we just gonna be incognito.
Okay.
You take the east, I got the west side of the stadium. But hey, Bug, I know you've been watching this NBA Finals, man. What has stood out to you?
If y'all remember when we first called all these, when we first picked, I told y'all Miami was gonna get to the end. I said if Miami and I said Denver if Phoenix couldn't beat them, Denver. That's why I called it, by the way. But that second game with Miami was beautiful because they they ran that zone so pretty and they stepped up their defense and then they didn't just let Joker just be able to shoot from that free throw line like he liked to do. And then they hit 50% of your threes, so that's kind of tough to beat. You got a team hitting 50% of your threes. It's going to be tough to beat them. And they didn't give up. You saw them get back in the game, and when they got that lead, they did what, you know, Boston can't do. They held on to it. You know what I mean? So it was very impressive. It was very impressive for them guys. And I think they might give them another one, to be honest. Let's just say it's a series now.
Yeah.
So who do you think played him the best? Davis, Anthony Davis, or Adebayo Tuesday night? I mean, not Tuesday night, Sunday night.
I'm going to be honest. I think Bam, because Bam got the rest of that team around him. When you got a whole bunch of people around you that nobody expecting to win, you got undrafted players and all that, them guys are hungry. You know what I'm saying? And then you got a whole team of them. And then you got a Kyle Lowry who's telling them guys, I've been here. We can do this. We got enough.
Yep,
it's kind of tough to beat that. And then that don't do nothing but make Bam play harder and better. So I think that joint look better with Bam just because of how that whole team looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
agree.
Hmm.
I agree 100% on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree as well. And now we're going to get D-Mob. What's up, Dari?
What's going on, D-Mob?
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, nephew?
You all right?
Everybody
good. You all right? You could have had a V8.
Dang. Yeah, I'm good.
Right,
I'm good.
Guys?
My bad.
Right,
yeah, I'm great.
Right, what say you then? What say you on these two games thus far, this finals?
Right.
So far, I just heard what he just said, like Bam playing Joker better, but I mean, yeah, like nobody ain't stopping Joker. This game, I think this second game just came down to, he just dropped 41 on the dude. How is that stopping him? That ain't stopping him. That ain't slowing him down. He ain't really do anything. He still put 41 on his head. This particular game came down to 3-point shooting and Michael Porter not showing up. That's all it was. You had Duncan Robinson come off the bench, light him up for threes. Max started the game lighting him up for threes. Then he cooled down. Jimmy Butler, I think he shot, 7 for 19? He ain't, this game came down to the role players. This ain't, your role players. and somebody said Jimmy Butler locked down Murray. He ain't locked the man down. He had 18 and 10. And he shot 7 for 15. That's great.
Well,
he ain't locked him down. This game just came down to the role players not showing up. That was it. And their role players showed up. You had a game passing come through, light him up. You had a Duncan Robinson come off the bench at a crucial time in the game, giving them 10 points. 10 points off the bench.
You can't.
This game ain't have nothing to do about the star. It's just role players that showed up and some role players didn't.
No. Offensively, this game had nothing to do with the stars. Defensively, it had everything to do with the stars.
Can I say this?
I'm not finished. Murray is normally averaging 25 or better. And to keep him at 18, that's defense, bruh. That's defense by Jimmy Butler. They didn't give
that's
it to
not
him
defense by Jimmy
man.
Butler, though.
Okay. Who was defending Murray?
The team. The other team.
Oh, wow.
Your partner just said that they was in a zone. When you inside a zone, if you play in a 2-3 zone and Murray come over and it's a pick, is that man still chasing inside a zone? Is that the defense they running? No. It's a switch-off.
Let me say this to you, D. I don't disagree with what you're saying about you can't stop Joker as far as the scoring goes. But I'm looking at as a whole on everything that Joker does out there, the rebounding, the scoring, and the assist. You kept him down on the assist. I'm not going to disagree with you on how you want to say the defense was. Yeah, they did play a zone. But he wasn't able to pick them apart with the assist like he normally does. That's why I think
can I ask you this question, though?
Go right ahead.
When it comes down to assists, right? When the person passed the ball, the other person got to make the shot, right?
That's true.
For him to get that assist. Okay, so if this player, if he's passing the ball to a Michael Porter Jr. on the three, wide open, and he's missing, what do you want him to do at this point? Okay, now I'm going to start.
It wasn't happening like that, though, nephew. He wasn't hitting these people the way he normally hit them. He wasn't doing it like that. When he got the ball, he was scrambling to get his points because they was playing him head up. I don't know if you watched the whole game or if you even watched the game.
Yeah, they went in the zone and came out of the zone plenty of times.
But see, guess what, though? That's not a good recipe for Joker to score 40 points.
No.
If you look at all the games,
not.
He scored 40 and 40. Yep. That's why I said what I said about Jimmy Butler, and Kale, you was right on top of it, because that's what I'm used to Murray getting. I'm used to him getting them 25 points. And by him only scoring 18 and by Joker scoring them 40, every time Joker score over 40 in this playoff, all these series, they lost. And it was three games.
Yeah.
Every time he scored 40, they lost. That's not a good recipe for them. He needs, like you say, D-Mark, he do need his role players to hit. But him scoring 40 is, that's a recipe for losing for them. And Murray only scoring 18, that's a recipe for losing for them. But I'm still saying they're never going to win it, game seven, because that's what I went with.
Go ahead, D. I feel what you're saying, too, and that assist thing, you spot on with that. If these dudes ain't hitting the shot, what can Joker do? He's giving you the ball in wide open areas, and they're missing the shots. Now, some of them were wide open, but a lot of those shots were contested as well. A lot of those shots was with somebody on them or a hand in their face, and that is the defense of Miami. They play a scrappy, in-your-business type defense. Like Tank said, 41 points is normally any other team, anybody else, 41 points, you would think they win. But 41 points resulted in a loss for Denver. Three times now.
Because if I score 41, that means somebody else, like a Mary, didn't get his 25. And so-and-so didn't get his 15 because I had to get 40 tonight. You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get my 21 and 18 assists and 14 rebounds. I didn't get that tonight because I had to score 41 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made him work. They made him work, and everybody else worked on the offensive end. And it was like they got under Denver's skin. I saw Murray doing a lot of complaining to the referees in that game too that we normally wouldn't see him doing. And you know, he shoot a shot and he's like, what, throwing up his hands and saying, you're not going to call that, and that's not a penalty, and that's not a penalty. It appeared that they began expecting the referees to make the difference instead of them doing it themselves. Like, we know they can. We know they can. We've seen them do it several times. So we know that they can do it, but it just seemed in that game Sunday night, they were waiting, anticipating calls that the referees just weren't going to.
Aaron is saying Butler's defense was the key.
I think because Butler won't hit too much throughout the game. But the thing about Miami is if you let them hang around, they're a fourth quarter team. No one, they're a fourth quarter team. So if you let them hang around, good luck in the fourth quarter. And Butler might not have been hitting shots throughout the game for whatever you want to say. But in the end of that game, Butler came through about 8 to 10 points in the fourth. Like, they were big threes here. I mean, he was closing the game. So it's a 48-minute game, you know. So, and they're a fourth-quarter team. So I give them a good chance to still, you know, if they keep letting them hang around in the game, you got to either beat them. You got to have to beat up Miami throughout the whole game. Because if they let them hang in there, they could sneak wins. That's all I can say about that.
Right. And
one of
like
the best games
in
so far.
Yes, it really was. And like Tree said, we gotta give our props to Eric Spoelstra, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
Because when have we ever seen AC with 4 to 5 undrafted players make it to the finals? And actually, you know, making people respect them.
Yeah.
I can't recall. Now, I'm pretty sure there was a team that may have been close to that and all of that, but, hey, for real, jogging my memory, I don't remember a team. Mm-hmm. I can't recall a team with this many undrafted guys. And one thing about it, we've always said this here on Kale's Corner, sometimes those undrafted players, they have that it factor that coaches can't coach. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll have guys don't care how they look. Winning is their only motivation. Winning is the only thing that's on their mind. Now, I'm not saying that is Miami, but if we take a look at Miami over this season, this playoff, they didn't really do a lot during the regular season. Playoffs, every big shot, every steal, every three-pointer, every dunk. When Bam dunked that ball in game two, it was like, okay, that's a man dunk. That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
They not playing around with these dudes. You know what I mean?
They have everything to lose.
Exactly. They're playing with house money. You know?
Yeah.
They got a lot of guys that nobody else saw or chose, and they've made a team out of it. And with that, you know, with that, hey, we got 1-1, game three tomorrow night. Now, the question is, what do you think they're going to bring tomorrow night? I'm sorry. Go ahead, 57.
Before you go there, I just want to say this. The NBA, y'all should be ashamed of yourself. You know, this thing should be over with. We should be close to this thing being over with by now, spreading this thing out for over a month for the NBA Finals, making us wait four days in between games. This makes no sense, man. You know, nobody, the fans don't ever get what we want.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I think we
don't have the money to generate that they're trying to generate, 57. They can do what they want.
Yeah,
right, man.
Fact thing.
Yeah,
right thing.
But I agree with 57. There's nothing worse than, you know, wanting basketball and they got gymnastics on. Or, you know, and there's nothing wrong with gymnastics, but I want to see some competition. Hey, man, it's time to get this thing back to going. You know, let's see if Miami have finally solved the Rubik's Cube that is Denver. You know, I want to see that. You know,
hey,
but
can I say that?
By you showing us the same highlights every day for 4 days.
Yes.
The same highlights over and over.
Same highlights, same conversation, same predictions, just all the same. And I think back on this NBA Finals, and I'm wondering, have we ever really, been at this moment with the Finals while it was going on, just like tired of waiting? I can't recall.
Game was over at game six, we wouldn't be talking about this. And the boss,
our
team
probably remember the year that the Lakers played their first game, and then they didn't play another game for like 5 or 6 days. Everybody was mad as you know what.
Sugar, honey, I see.
Yeah.
Well, the NBA has to keep themselves relevant. They have to keep themselves relevant, and longevity seems to be the way that they're choosing.
And the reason, and another reason why they do it, you know, they always want to step on the NFL toes. They know preseason and all that talk about football going on, but if you got the the OTAs and training camps product real soon. So, you know, both of the NBA and the NFL does that to each other. That's just what they do. That's another main reason why they draw it up like that.
But you know what? You know who's really getting caught up in all of this? The WNBA. We want to give them attention. We want to give them money. You want to bring fans out. Then stop smothering them like you are. You know, I can't recall, y'all, this season watching Washington channels and seeing a commercial for the Mystics. I'm like, why they don't even like? I see it on the guide that the Mystics are playing this team tonight or that team, or they're re-airing a game that was previously played. But, okay, if you're going to make us wait all these days in between, give your other product some attention. You know, it's still basketball at the end of the day, and the female game is just as entertaining. It really, truly is. You know, it's just like us when we were caught up in the NCAA female game. Everybody was caught up and wrapped up into that. You know, and if you give us basketball to watch, we won't feel so, like 57 said, you know, damn, when is basketball going to come back? Why we got to wait 5 days or 4 days for this and that and the third? Okay, well, in between that 4 days, put two WNBA games on. You know, schedule that thing out like that. I mean, to me, that just makes more sense than to have us sitting around and waiting. I don't know. That's an answer.
Especially on national television. It would be good to have the game on NBC or on ABC or something like that. You know, that would be good.
It's only 12 WNBA teams. It's only 12 of them. So, I mean, it ain't like
exactly.
You got enough space for all of them. You got enough time and space for all of them because it's only 12. It's 6 to each division.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can make it happen.
Yeah.
I think what they need to do is bring the WNBA in closer to the end of the season for the NBA. Because you get trapped in the same situation that baseball is trapped into. If you going off to a cookout or you going out on the lake or anything, do you want to stop going out on the lake so you can watch the Yankees play in the middle of June? Or you going out on the lake or you going to that cookout? Same thing with the WNBA. If it ain't the playoffs now, do you want to, you know, you're in the playing in the middle of the summer. And people are out doing things outside and stuff like that. So you got to be a devoted fan to say, you know, I'm not doing that today or I'm not doing that tonight because a game coming on that I want to see in the summertime. I think it's more than just logistics. And I think something that Sis said, is it can be done, but I think you got to start the WNBA playing a lot sooner than June or May. That you need to start the plan in like April. And let it get some of the excitement that the NBA is bringing in. Also, let them piggyback off of that. I think their revenue will go up, and I think they could add more teams in.
Yeah.
So, WNBA regular season during the playoffs, that sounds brilliant. Yeah, that sounds good.
They started WNBA in like March or April, you know, and then – They piggybacking off of NBA. You know, we're doing 40 games and 40 nights. You throw a NBA game in there. I think it would help them a lot. And like Sis said, you could make it happen. You might be able to add more games in then.
Yeah, that's much. That sounds like money. That sounds like a lot of money right there.
They only play 40 games a year. I mean, you know, 40 games are a year. So, I mean, it's 40 games times 12 teams. So that's not a lot.
Yep.
Because you got 32 teams times 80. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, some NBA execs don't steal our deal.
Hey, guys, going back what you're saying, 57, that sounds like a good idea because you could put butts in the seats during the playoffs because they could be geeking for basketball. They got to wait.
Yep. You have one of them Saturdays where you have a WNBA game at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the NBA game piggybacks right behind that. Do you know how DC would eat that up?
Man, what? Without a beer, we would eat that up.
Yep.
Yes, especially being as though our WNBA team been kind of good the past couple of seasons. So the fact that they're a good team brings attention to them anyway. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we're trying to find ways to make the WNBA more relevant. And I think these execs, man, they really need to look into that. They should, because I'm with you, 57, all this time in between each game of the NBA Finals, it's like, come on, y'all. Why are y'all dragging it out like this? You know? It's not like, I mean, for real, let's think about it. Yes, 4 days is more recovery time, more time to get yourself healthy and ready to play. But I think it'll also make you stagnant. I think it'll also make you a little stagnant because you're not, yeah, you're practicing, but we all know practice does not relate to the real game. It really doesn't. The intensity,
yep.
The energy that you have to put up, it's nothing in practice in comparison. So, you know. All right, y'all, speaking of the WNBA, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Speaking of the WNBA, standings are as follows. The Suns are 6-1, leading the Eastern Conference. The Liberty are number 2 at 4-2. The Sky, 4-3. Mystics, 3-3. Dream, 2-3. And the Fever are 1-4. In the Western Conference, the Aces at 6-0, the Sparks at 3-2, the Wings at 3-3, Mercury 1-3, Lynx 1-6, and the Storm 0-4. Wow.
Man, the Aces bullying out there.
Yeah.
They all do. They got everybody.
Okay.
You know, I was just about to say that.
Everybody,
hey.
Candace Parker even went over there. She hungry for another round.
Yeah, man, I can't believe they let them load
their
team up.
Yeah, that's
I see the Mystics and the Aces in the finals.
It's going to be between the Aces and the Suns.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The Mystics, I love Belladonna. I love her game, her energy, and her leadership. But I can see her age. I can see her age this season. Yeah, I can really see her age this season. She's not that dominant force in the paint that she's always been. You know, so.
Yeah, she's
33. And they are trying to bring other females in, but that Belladonna magic is really hard to just replace or get somebody doing it, you know, just like that. So
it's time to get Cynthia Cooper off the bench.
It's time to get a lot of them all over there off that bench.
Once you have a back problem, that back problem takes about 2 years off your life. I don't care what sport you're playing.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, she's my girl. I love Belladonna. But lately here, Austin has been playing great defense for the Mystics. But everybody else needs to step up, you know. But we can't – I don't see us winning no title this year. I don't see us winning no title this year.
Mm-mm.
Or even playing for
it. I do. I see it.
Oh, man.
So that's right.
Seeing us up in Boston.
Looking through them glasses with the thick lenses. He looking through them glasses with the thick old lenses.
Yeah. Really, sis. Tell him again.
He's got
them rose-colored glasses like a mug.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I
can see it. Thank you for supporting us. We love you. You and your glasses.
Yep. But everybody get a super team there. And we ain't got that super team.
Now, switch lanes, y'all. What's going to happen in game 3? Who do you guys got taking that game? I'm going to say if Miami come like they came in game 2, it's theirs. It's theirs.
Yeah.
But I know Denver is going to make some adjustments. Will it be enough? We don't know yet, but I know Denver will make some adjustments. That's what the finals really is. The two teams who have made the best adjustments throughout the playoffs. So we know that Denver is
all I can say is I can see it coming in the air tonight. Miami going to take this thing.
Oh, no.
Yep. Miami going to take
Jimmy
this thing tomorrow night.
47 points.
Whoa.
How many?
If
I got Jimmy
Butler
scoring
that many, they lose the
007. Tomorrow on my birthday, I got him scoring 47. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Well, you know what?
If he got to score 47, we lose.
And you put on your Kale's Corner T-shirt, he might win. He might do that.
Okay.
That's see, it's the difference between a point guard scoring 47 points and a center scoring 40 points. See, a point guard, he could, you know, get, you know, saying he could pull a value in the game, and he could score on, you know, get the, you know, cleanup points. You know, vice versa. Y'all
still
talking about the other two. Murray didn't even help. Yeah, Jimmy Butler scoring 47 points.
I said give him about 28, 30.
Let
the rest of the guys. Yeah, he don't. Let the rest of the guys get there. And then keep it going like you've been playing. Let everybody get involved.
Don't switch up.
You know,
don't switch up.
Devil
switch
ain't
up.
Ready
no,
yet.
Don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah.
Only fix it when it starts breaking down. Make your adjustments when you see it ain't working no more. Make your adjustments and act accordingly. That's how you do that.
Yeah.
57, I mean 007, you need another T-shirt, don't you? You'll probably burn a hole in that T-shirt you got on. You need another T-shirt.
Why you gotta be snitching?
Boy, y'all crazy on the corner. Yeah, so
that called me all the time.
So in other words, what I'm taking is everybody is at a loss of words when it comes to game three.
No, I'm taking Miami, bro.
I'm gonna take Miami. I think they continue shooting well from the three, and I think that's what's gonna do it.
Who's that, Bud?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Bud. You hear that country accent? That's Bud.
You said Miami? You said Miami?
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami. I think they continue to keep shooting the three well at, when they get back home. So I'm going to take Miami.
Okay, so you said Miami winning how many games? Are you saying they're going to win the series or they going to just win this game?
No, we just talking about game three.
Okay. I got it.
Go ahead, Bud. Step on out there, man.
Who you think going to win the whole
thing? You said what?
Who's going to win the whole thing?
He coming back tomorrow night.
I do think Denver wins the whole thing, though.
Okay. But Kel was asking about Tyler Herro. I don't know if y'all can hear
What about him?
He's
he
going to be
coming back,
coming back tomorrow?
If he come back and he look anything like Duncan been looking, I'll take it.
I know that's
yeah,
right.
I don't think it's a good idea he should play tomorrow, that broken hand. Like, you don't want to end your
it's
career,
healed.
Bro.
It's healed.
Mm-hmm.
It's
healed.
Healed.
No, yeah, he good.
Good.
The best thing
I
about
wouldn't
it,
put him in the game.
Put him out there, they could put him out there to see if it worked. If it don't, they just go back to what they was already doing. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. Take
he
him
would
out,
warm
boom.
Up. He would do or go through all the routines before the game start, but I wouldn't mess up my rotation right now. He would sit over there and make them think, all right, what we gonna do? Let them try to work out something. But I wouldn't put him in there right now unless I really needed him. I wouldn't try to rush him into the game because your rotation is working great right now.
Yeah.
There you go. Ain't it?
Caleb Martin comes out there and only hit. Go 1-for-10 again, that's who you're going to end up moving out and put Herro in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Take him out immediately. Don't even let it get to 10.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know if you shooting a three and it's making the other team keep going down to shoot two or three and coming back on us, and if we have the lead, I'm coming up to you and I'm saying, hey, listen, if you shoot another three, I'm going to put my fist in your face. Stop it.
Hey,
okay.
Jordan, we need a Herro.
Don't do that.
Nah,
yeah,
hey, you sound like Shaq.
I'm gonna break my other hand.
Like
I'm gonna break my other hand.
Shaq had that conversation with the Laker players. He told them, man, as dominant as I am down in that paint, if y'all shoot one more three and miss it, I'm punching y'all in the face.
Yeah.
And nobody tried to do it better than the league.
Y'all won it from King Kong.
Yes, that's 32 too. You don't want that.
Okay.
No, sir.
So, I'm to the point, man. I just want to see a good game. I want to see a good game. I really don't care who wins that game. I just know the winner of that game would have played the best game three out of the two teams. So that's all I'm hoping for.
Is Darius still here? I got a question for him.
He just hung up.
Okay, because I was going to say, what's the odds? Because he'd be knowing the odds on the game, the betting odds.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have Denver to win 2.5. They're saying that Denver is going to win, but I'm saying every time Miami has been the underdog or the team to lose, they've always found a way to win. So Vegas can go ahead with that match, this series. I'm serious. I think Denver has ran into their perfect storm. I seriously think
what if I said Miami going to win the two at home? They're going to win their two games at home and go back to Denver and win one and win the whole series. 4-2, six games, like Payne said.
Mm. Yeah, they destined to do it too. They are destined to do it. And Jimmy Butler needs this ring more than anything. Had a 2-0 lead when he was playing with Chicago. Philadelphia trading out, took Ben Simmons to appoint Doc Rivers to five right now. And look at he's right now. Heck yeah, I'm on the Jimmy Butler, huh?
They didn't take Ben Simmons. They took Tobias Harris.
Yeah, oh, even worse. Oh, yeah. Now he's in the finals.
Jimmy Butler don't need to prove anything.
So is Caldwell Pope, is Smith, Bryant. The list is endless, bro. The list is endless of players who are in the finals that they're
– Yeah, that was what the Wizards
said. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
that's why
and
I didn't mention
know.
Them. Every Wizard seems like every Wizard wins a championship, but this guy beat out Jimmy Butler this year. This dude been working all that time. He in the AC here? Shoot. Oh, man.
All right,
yeah,
y'all.
That's
great conversation. Great conversation, y'all. Great conversation. We're going to take a quick one. And Lady T got a topic for us here that she's going to bring out to us. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Conejo, that's her name. It was a 2-minute, 10 rounds, and I think Conejo only landed maybe like 20 to 25 hits. But Clarissa Shields, she was on it. I'm talking about from the time that the announcer said ding, the bell said bing, bing. She hit that girl about 74 times each round. Mm. I was like, she just was going boom, 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 just hitting her, hitting her, hitting her, hitting her. I was like, she get neck snap back, face going. She did everything but knock her out. She did everything but knock her out.
I'm glad I did not see that, yeah. I would have been.
It's not missing. If y'all want to see some highlights, I put it on Kale's Corner. If y'all want to go back and look at it, it's on Kale's Corner. All y'all got to do is scroll down a little bit, and y'all can see the whole thing. She beat that girl to a pulp. But Clarissa Shields has defended her title 12 times. Nobody has beat her. She has all five belts, and that was for a title fight. It was for all the belts. It was for all the belts that she had, and she's not looking like she's going to give those belts up anytime soon. She is tearing people up.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Is Muhammad Ali's daughter not fighting anymore? She's retired.
Yeah, she's retired. Yeah, she's retired.
Okay.
You've been retired for a minute.
She's been retired for almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like Ray Ali. That was the only woman I could watch.
A lot of the voiceovers you see on commercials and everything is either her or Queen Latifah. They use their voices a lot in these commercials where, it's just someone talking. She does a lot of that. She's making a lot of money. She's doing good.
That's what's up. That's great. Lisa ain't in the ring no more, man. But like I said, she was the only one I could watch and really be male entertained with the female boxing, if that makes sense.
No,
Kale. You understand what I'm saying.
Kale, if you really sit down and watch Clarissa Shields, she is amazing. Like, she get hit. Don't get me wrong. She do get hit every now and then. But her counter punch be off the chain. Like, she's amazing. Like, I'm good. I'm going down in the second. I'm going down. I'm down. What? Down goes Frazier over here. She's amazing.
She got hands like that.
She got hands.
Yeah, Marcus and I talked about her about 2 years ago.
Of 007. Look at Kale's Corner. I put her fight on Kale's Corner. I posted it.
Put it like this. If your lady got into it with somebody that swing like her, you gonna go over there. You might jump in it, man. She throwing.
Yeah, you gonna jump in it.
You think I'm playing? The first thing you gonna say is, you know what? Tang wasn't lying. Because if my lady got into it with her, I'm gonna have to grab her or push her down or something. I'm going to do something.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know something. If my lady get into it with anybody, I'm getting into it too. Y'all don't care who you are. Put your hands on my wife if you want to. She could be stomping them. Hey, look, she could be stomping a mud hole in you. It's going to be both of us stomping a mud hole in you. Shoot.
Well, if Reese winning and handling hers, I'm going to let her go ahead and build her little confidence up and do her thing. But if the other chick...
Nah, my wife don't need no confidence.
If the other chick bringing it, like Treese and Tane say she brings it, yeah, we jumping her. Ain't a whole lot to that. We going to stand there and
fighting.
Hey, look, after it's over, we going to stand there with the rocket pose. You hear me? We going to stand over the chick with the rocket pose. Yeah, hands up. How about you sing the song?
No, I am very confident in fighting. I worked over the jail for some years. I am very confident in fighting, right? I don't want to fight this girl. Like, I don't want to fight this girl. And I know how to fight. So, like Tane was saying, we're going to have to jump you, girl. We're going to have to jump you because she is 165 pounds. She's tall, but she's 165 pounds. She holds all the titles. She done moved up. She done got, went down. She done beat everybody in all these divisions. Like, she hold all five belts in all weight classes. Like,
it seemed like all her brothers, even.
All her brothers was into boxing, and she ain't had no choice but to box.
Right.
Yeah.
She liked that. She liked that. Well, everybody knows.
Yeah,
she liked
that. Watch when you see it.
I'm telling y'all now, just so y'all will know, if you ever see me on the street and he say, he hit that woman in the stomach, she, because she was messing with my wife. She was messing with my wife, I'm telling you now.
But
I don't care if she can
question,
beat you.
Though, we all talking about boxing, I got one question.
Come
Ball
on, baby.
Foot or Spence?
Spence.
July 29th, Crawford or Spence?
Spence.
Yeah. It's tough for me.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't know right now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna lean a little more towards Crawford is because if you go back and you watch some of the fights that Spence fought, like some of the people Spence fought that Crawford fought. Spence did go the distance he wanted, but Crawford had a little bit more pit bull in him. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a fight. I know that.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. That's why I can't pick. I don't know who's going to win this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait and sit there
tomorrow. I think I picked Crawford. My first pick was Crawford, and I'm going to stick with that, too. Yeah, I'm sticking with Crawford myself.
I think he got a little bit more dog, a little bit more pit bull in him, and I think that's what's going to give him the edge. I do.
Can you say Earl Spence earlier?
I know, y'all, but watching
because y'all were saying I had to pick somebody, but it's and I said back then it was gonna be
exactly.
Yeah, y'all,
right.
Y'all like pick somebody. Yeah,
right.
y'all put the hot spoon in the brother's hand. They ain't had no choice but to make a move. But I feel what you're saying. But the more I've been watching the leading up to the fight, the trailers and all that nonsense, man, this is gonna be a good fight, man.
Lord have mercy. That's what y'all have said about the last three fights, and I don't watch them. They want nothing.
Aaron Brubbery said, Earl Spence, baby.
All right, eh?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Spence.
I give him that. You know?
Yeah, I know his son is a boxer. Sweet Tay.
You don't think that last tank fight, you think that wasn't good? He put that bam out with a
I'd have seen better fights at backgammon games, bro. I've seen better fights than backgammon games.
Nah, I want to see better fights.
Yes, he is.
You
fight
Shakur.
Why you ain't give him yet?
Stay away from them games, man. Stay away from them.
Oh, Dad, don't give him no ideas, sis.
Damn. He said he's seen better fights than a backgammon.
What happened?
At a backgammon game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from, what's that, Malcolm X Park, Marvin Gaye Park,
agree that that Devin Haney fight won't as good as it should have been. I think Lomachenko won the fight.
Yeah. Mm.
Thank you.
Everybody said
thank
that.
Thank you.
I know Lomachenko won.
Yeah. Everybody
said he had a lot more cleaner hits and all that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
We all said that, though. We all said that. They just use that fight to, as Marcus say, pass the torch. They just passed the torch on. Lomachenko didn't stand a chance from round one, and he did more. He brought more excitement to the fight than Haney did. But Haney, the young guy, boxing lives on through the younger guy. You know.
So let them go ahead and either fight Shakur or Tank, and then set that fight up after that. That's what everybody waiting to see anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something real quick before we have to go?
Come on with it.
It's nice seeing the little kiddies go back to school today. You know, like when we was in little school, kids went back to school. The elementary kids went in first, then the high school kids went in. That's how I feel about the OTAs. Teams like Dallas, Washington football team, San Francisco Giants. The little kids go back to school first. Now the big kids go back to school next week.
We definitely going to dive into that next week, though. But 57, since you're already talking, since you're already doing that, Kale, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Oh, you got anything else to say?
No, I'm not paying 57 any attention. Go on with carry on.
Come on.
Are you telling me to take it out, sis?
Yes, take it out.
Hey, waited a long time for this Tuesday so I could be back together with the gang and the crew again. But if you want to hear the real talk, half of the things that you hear on right here on Kale's Corner, you're going to hear tomorrow morning on First Take. So tune in to us if you want to hear the real scoop on what's going on in the world of sports. Kale's Corner.
I know that's
great,
right.
Great.
I know
great
that's
comment.
Right. And listen.
Great comment.
Great. Thank you, 57, for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But listen, guys, we have not been keeping up with our sick and shut-in, right? We have not been keeping up with our sick and shut-in. Don't forget to say a prayer for all the people that are sick, shut-in, or have loved ones that need our prayers, okay? Don't forget them, you guys. And don't forget to pick up your Kale's Corner T-shirt. 1 for $20, 2 for $30. That's how much they are, okay? So with that being said, you guys, y'all know we love y'all. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782 on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You can register to be a normal listener, like just register and it'll pop up on your screen to let you know that we're on, okay? Log in, you guys, log in. Tell a friend that we're here. We love you guys. Don't forget our sick and shut in. Don't forget your T-shirts, okay? We love you guys so very much, and we will, God willing, be back bright and sharp 5 p.m. Thursday. Come on, Kale, with the last word.
Hey, listen, y'all. I love my co-host. Boog, I got you. You just got to give me your size, and we'll make sure you get that. Hey, thank you guys, everyone so far, who have not just worn your shirt, but posted your shirt. And Lady T and I spoke on Thursday about something that we wanted to do for someone here special on the corner. And that's my man, my brother, Tang, because Tang has been with us the very, very beginning, guys. And Tang, every day when we go through this, every show, there's four people who are always on the line throughout it all. That's Lady T, DMV Kale, Reese Cup, and brother Tang. And Tang was the only one that didn't have a shirt. So, Tang, you got one coming. We honor you. We thank you, bro, and we appreciate you. All right, y'all. If you love them, they should already know. If not, squeeze them bambas until they know for sure. All right? We'll catch y'all Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.